The Trixie Foundation is over 200 acres of animal rescue haven nestled in the Appalachian foothills in Elliott County. The center is home to over 200 dogs, 40 cats, and a handful of chickens that have all been abandoned in the area. Randy Skaggs is the founder of the organization, and he told KET that he felt a duty to help the animals that couldn't help themselves.
To abandon an animal is one of the cruelest fates that you can impose on a living creature. Wondering what it did wrong to be abandoned in the middle of nowhere, and I just couldn't go home and eat and have a place to sleep and thinking that they were going to be stand there without anything.
Skaggs moved into the area over 20 years ago with his beloved rescue dog, and it was her who inspired him to create the sanctuary.
Trixie was my little Norwegian elk hound. I found her by the side of the road, and Trixie was with me for 5 years. She died in my arms, and that was on January the 15th, 1990, and 1 week later, to the very hour, minute, and day of her death, I started the Trixie Foundation.
Opening their doors with only 2 acres, the facility grew and grew. The no-kill shelter features cabins where Skaggs stays, a clinic where he administers medication and yearly boosters to the animals, several wooden dog shelters, and of course, numerous feeding bowls.
We do a wonderful thing here. We started with nothing almost 26 years ago, and we've grown and grown and grown. We've saved hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of animals' lives.
Even being in the 49th poorest county in the nation, the Animal Sanctuary has been winning its uphill battle against the cost to feed and care for the animals. But after severe flooding in July, the shelter is in need of more help. A creek that runs alongside the property has violently expanded and flooded part of the acreage and a new building, causing damages upwards to $25,000.
The ground has to first be excavated, cleaned away the debris from the damage, and we have to build a retaining wall to keep the water from rushing in as we're pouring a new concrete foundation, set the new building back on that foundation after it cures.
The building that was damaged was uninsured, like the other 17 buildings on the property. Skaggs says getting the proper paperwork done to get the insurance is too expensive compared to other needs.
It's a matter of having the funding to either feed the animals. When you got 250 dogs and cats, it's cost a small fortune just daily.
The Trixie Foundation is in desperate need of donors to help raise money to fix the damages and also to supply food to the animals. Anyone interested in donating or volunteering can contact Skaggs at 606-738-4276 and online at thetrixiefoundation.org. Reporting for MSBR, I'm Jordan Simonson.